I Didn't Want to Die by Margaret A. Kirkpatrick. When I was 12, my mother died of cancer. After her death, I thought I was dying of cancer, too. I didn't really have cancer, but my thoughts were very real to me. I didn't talk to anyone about it. I carried the burden alone and was quite troubled. I knew that when we have a problem, we should go to the Lord in prayer. I always said my individual prayers at night, and would think my prayers in my head as I knelt by my bed. But this particular time, I felt I needed to pray out loud. Now, it was not easy to find a time to be alone in our house. I had 5 brothers and sisters, and shared a bedroom with a sister. One afternoon, I remember coming home from school to an empty house. I went into the living room and poured out my heart aloud to my Heavenly Father. I didn't want to die. I didn't want to suffer as my mom had suffered. I pleaded with the Lord. Immediately after I had closed my prayer, a peaceful, strong feeling surrounded me. It was as if loving arms were around my shoulders, and as if a voice said to me, "You are fine. You are fine." My prayer had been answered. I felt very loved, and I knew I was okay. A huge burden had been lifted from my shoulders. My thoughts of dying left me. Since that time, I have prayed to my Heavenly Father for answers. The answers never have come as quickly as they did that day, but I know prayers are answered, even if it is in the Lord's timing and not mine. Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 10 reads, "Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand, and give thee answer to thy prayers." Note, Margaret A. Kirkpatrick is a member of the Holiday 26th Ward, Salt Lake Holiday Stake. End of note. End of the article, "I Didn't Want to Die" by Margaret A. Kirkpatrick.